Mitch McConnell, it's jaw-dropping corporations fall for absurd disinformation about election laws. By Jacob Bliss on April 5, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, issued a statement Monday morning. Outraged over corporations falling for a fake narrative and using economic blackmail to spread disinformation. There is no consistent or factual standard being applied here. It's just a fake narrative gaining speed by its own momentum. Businesses must not use economic blackmail to spread disinformation and push bad ideas that citizens reject at the ballot box, McConnell said in his statement. McConnell said the public is currently witnessing what he called a coordinated campaign by powerful and wealthy people in order to mislead and bully the American people. President Joe Biden has called any state-level debate on voting procedures Jim Crow or Jim Crow on steroids. McConnell said, "Nobody actually believes this." Adding, "Nobody really thinks this current dispute comes anywhere near the horrific racist brutality of segregation." He questions why a host of powerful people and institutions think they can stand to benefit from echoing lies about state-level voter integrity bills. The Kentucky Republican pointed out even the Washington Post has repeatedly exposed the disinformation about the Georgia law. He emphasized the Post saying, "In reality, election day hours were not changed and the opportunities to cast a ballot in early voting were expanded. Plenty of Democrat-run states allow fewer days of early voting than the new Georgia law requires." He said, continuing to make note, "A poll from APNORC Friday showed an overwhelming majority of Americans, 72%, favor requiring a photo ID in order to vote." Last summer, just weeks after Senate Democrats used the filibuster to kill Senator Tim Scott's police reform and anti-lynching legislation, Democrats abruptly began calling the same rules they happily used themselves a Jim Crow relic, saying their tactics have predated the law in Georgia. McConnell claims Democrats have a purpose for spreading all the disinformation. Since the Washington Democrats want to pass a sweeping bill that would let them rewrite all 50 states' election laws and turn the Federal Election Commission into a Democrat-run partisan body. Americans do not need or want big business to amplify disinformation or react to every manufactured controversy with frantic left-wing signaling, the minority leader said. It's jaw-dropping to see powerful American institutions not just permit themselves to be bullied, but join in the bullying themselves. Corporations have already been dabbling and behaving like a woke parallel government and taken a side on matters from election law to environmentalism to radical social agendas to the Second Amendment. Which is why the private sector has to stop talking signals from the outrage industrial complex. One day, corporations will have to endure serious consequences if they continue to be a driving factor in the far-left mobs to hijack our country from outside the constitutional order, McConnell said. Businesses must not use economic blackmail to spread disinformation and push bad ideas that citizens reject at the ballot box, he concluded.